You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Wednesday, the 10th of August, 2022, and you're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, streaming at radioalbion.com. Well, today we've got an article that follows on from the news story last week, where the veteran was arrested for sending out a meme of four gay pride flags that have been arranged together to make them look like a swastika, effectively highlighting the authoritarian nature of the homosexual agenda. He was arrested and the charges were dropped. And now we hear from the Hampshire Constabulary where this took place. A hate crime awareness course, which gave alleged offenders the chance to avoid prosecution, has been scrapped by a police chief. And good job too. I mean, alleged offenders, these are people that haven't committed any crime, and somebody has said, oh, I'm offended at what you've put on the internet, and the police have gone around to their house and said, you've said something offensive on the internet, if you want to avoid prosecution, pay this money and go on this diversity course, hate crime awareness course, where you will be taught all about microaggressions and white privilege and Black Lives Matter and all that sort of left-wing anti-white stuff. And then we won't put you on our hate crime list, on our list of non-crime hate incidents. That's the term that they call it, non-crime hate incidents, where somebody hasn't actually committed a crime, they haven't actually broken a law, but an ethnic minority was caused anxiety by something you put on the internet, so they write you down on their list. So this hate crime awareness course, this has now been scrapped. Hampshire Constabulary was among three forces in the country that ran the two-hour educational sessions for people accused of racism, sexism, misogyny, and transphobia. So people who are accused of being politically incorrect, of having a different opinion to the mainstream one, the one that's promoted in the mainstream media, opinions that I think 90% of the country have. And if you think everybody over the age of 70 is going to have views which would be described as racism today, if you look at the language of people that are in their 80s or their 90s, I mean, they are still using terminology that if you were to use today, if I was to use it, for instance, I would get accused instantly of breaking the law and incitement to hate. And they're just using terms which have fallen out of fashion. It's effectively these speech codes are effectively punishing people for not using the latest, trendiest language. And I think the sort of language that you would hear in most pubs, you could be accused of sexism and misogyny. I mean, just saying that there are two genders now could be construed as transphobia. Saying anything hostile or unsympathetic about ethnic minorities could be construed as racism. And anybody could just phone up the police and say, well, I think somebody said something racist, and the police have to go around there. And then they say to them, well, you can do this course, and then you'll avoid prosecution, when the likelihood is that these people wouldn't have been prosecuted anyway, but the name would have been put down on a list. So you have a two-hour educational session. And there's a question here as well. What about the people that are providing this two-hour educational session? And of course, that will be a left-wing anti-racist charity that's being paid a fortune to do this. The Restorative Justice Scheme was funded out of the force's police and crime commissioner's budget, but faced controversy when a 51-year-old army veteran was offered the course after retweeting a meme which showed four LGBT pride flags positioned to make a swastika. So this was restorative justice, justice as if a crime had taken place, yet no crime had taken place. The restorative justice scheme is supposed to be bringing about those harmed by a crime together with those responsible for carrying out the crime into communication so that they can see the harm that they've caused and they can apologize for it. And yet what you've got here is a charity that is doing this. It's not about people that have actually carried out a crime and hurt anyone. It's just simply about people that have had a different opinion to the mainstream media, even a different, literally. If you're an ethnic minority, you could say that anything somebody said you thought was said with hostile intent, and you don't have to be an ethnic minority to report these people. You could be a white male, and you could report someone and say, "Well, I think what they said was had hostility behind it." And with the old guidelines that the police had for these non-crime related hate incidents, the police would have to go around there. Now, thankfully, new guidance has been issued to the police saying that they have to actually show that there was hostile intent. It's not merely enough for somebody to claim to be a victim and claim that they thought there was a hostile intent. It has to actually be shown that there was hostile intent before they record these things. But they shouldn't be recording non-crimes anyway. I mean, it's right there in the beginning of the word, isn't it? Non-crime hate incident. The veteran was told by police he could avoid prosecution if he took part in the session before they had conducted any investigation, and he was subsequently released with no further action. So this is before they knew whether he was guilty or not. Well, they knew that he had actually sent this meme out, but they knew that it wasn't breaking the law. They knew that there wasn't any hostility behind it, but they wanted him to go on this check your thinking course. And he's basically a course telling you how to think and telling you that you're not allowed to have a dislike of certain government policies. Donna Jones, the Tory PCC for Hampshire, revealed on Sunday that she is ending the contract with the company which manages the program as campaigners, including a former police officer who was also arrested during the incident, hailed the move as a victory over woke coppers. So the people that were being arrested here, the veteran, and also Lawrence Fox, they've said that this is great. And this Donna Jones, she seems quite good. I mean, she spoke up about this arrest straight away and said that it was wrong. She seemed to be sort of joining together with the new chief of Greater Manchester Police, who also seems to be against the police getting involved in what's said online. I guess she's the police chief commissioner, so she must have been elected into that role. She told The Telegraph, "I inherited a restorative justice contract when I was elected into office last year, and the restorative hate crime awareness course was a part of that. I have decided that this hate crime awareness course will no longer be offered in Hampshire and the Isle of Wight by way of a community resolution option. The change needs to be planned properly, but will take place in the coming weeks." So a community resolution option. Again, this restorative justice is supposed to be about people that have, say, robbed a family, and they come face to face with the family, and the family can say, "Well, look at all this harm and damage that you did, and look how much you've hurt us." And then the person can say, "Well, I'm sorry for that. I do apologize for that." How do we get from that to a left-wing charity teaching people that they're the ones responsible for all the different outcomes in society? They're the ones responsible for oppressing ethnic minorities, and that by being against the government's homosexual agenda, they are somehow being homophobic and threatening homosexuals. She says, "In saying this, I want to be clear that when someone has been targeted and suffered violence or abuse because of their protected characteristics, and the incident reaches the evidential threshold for a hate crime, perpetrators can expect police action. This is vital." And of course, anybody that suffers violence or abuse, regardless of whether it's for protected characteristics or not, then that should be investigated by the police. They should have no role in policing people's opinions or thoughts. And unless somebody is literally inciting violence against minorities, people should be free to say whatever they like. I mean, the way that the law is, it's effectively telling you that it's illegal for you to dislike minorities. Because one of the definitions of hostile is unfriendly. So they're saying it's illegal to be unfriendly towards ethnic minorities. And you should be friendly towards everybody, but there may be a reason why you don't want to be friendly towards somebody. And if they happen to be part of an ethnic minority, they could say, well, the reason why you were unfriendly is because you didn't like the color of my skin. And they could get the person into trouble for that, when it could be that they just seemed a little bit unfriendly because they were a little bit worried about what the person looked like with the clothes that they were wearing. If perhaps they were hanging around in a gang or something like that. Could be all manner of reasons. But simply just being unfriendly to an ethnic minority is against the law because of this interpretation of what hate crimes are. We have a full statement from the police crime commissioner criticizing her own police force. And this came out when the veteran was arrested. She said, "I'm aware of the video published on Twitter, which shows the arrest of two men in Hampshire yesterday, one for malicious communications and one for obstruction of a police officer." So they were saying that it was malicious to be claiming that the homosexual agenda is authoritarian is malicious. She said, "I have taken this issue up with the constabulary today and have been advised officers made the arrests following a complaint from a member of the public of an alleged hate crime. It follows a post on social media of Progress pride flags in the shape of a swastika." So the police went mob-handed around his house. I mean, there were two or three police there, I think, trying to arrest the guy simply because one person had phoned up and said they didn't like what this post on the internet was. She said, "I am concerned about both the proportionality and the necessity of the police's response to this incident. When incidents on social media receive not one but two visits from police officers, but burglaries and non-domestic break-ins don't always get a police response, something is wrong." I can remember a couple of years back, the statistics were that only 5% of crimes were now solved. You have a lot of places where they just don't even investigate burglaries anymore. But just one person phoning up and saying, well, this post was homophobic on the internet, well, that gets a police response nowadays. She says, "As police commissioner, I am committed to ensuring Hampshire Constabulary serves the public as the majority of people would expect, and it appears on this occasion that this has not happened. This incident has highlighted a really topical issue which Hampshire Constabulary and other police forces need to learn from. In order to support this, I will be writing to the College of Policing to make them aware of this incident and encourage greater clarification on the guidance in order to ensure that police forces can respond more appropriately in the future," which is very good. I mean, she's drawing attention to this, and she's saying that other police forces need to learn from this, that the public want to see the police investigating actual crimes, not investigating people's thinking. And it was the College of Policing that issued this guidance saying that the police had to show hostility before they could record these non-crime hate incidents. Well, the program itself came under fire after an army veteran was arrested by police for causing anxiety when he retweeted a picture of a swastika made out of pride flags on social media. So simply causing somebody to be anxious, hurt feelings. The police get involved when somebody has hurt feelings now, but they don't get involved when somebody has their house burgled. Darren Brady, 51, slammed Hampshire police for impeding his right to free speech after he was placed into handcuffs on Friday at his home in Aldershot for sharing the meme. And Britain used to be the bastion of free speech in the world. The American Constitution was based upon the British right to freedom of speech and the right. We used to think that it was a very big thing that we had the right to criticize the king, and we still have the right to criticize the king, and we can criticize politicians, but we can't criticize groups in society with protected characteristics, or we have to be very careful in the way that we couch that criticism. So we effectively have groups in society which just cannot be criticized. You cannot say anything negative about them, which basically gives these groups or certain individuals within those groups a license to just do whatever they like, doesn't it? And they know that they can't be criticized. And if they are criticized, they'll just say that it's based on race. They'll just say that the criticism makes them anxious. And the person that's making the criticism, who could be pointing out that members of this group are breaking the law, it could be the person that makes the criticism that gets arrested, as has happened here. I mean, he's making a criticism about the authoritarian nature of the homosexual agenda, and he's been arrested for it. I mean, it basically just proves that the meme that he sent out was correct, doesn't it? Footage of the arrest was widely shared on social media and showed to an officer who told Mr. Brady that he was being apprehended because his post had caused anxiety and been reported to authority. So that was the crime there, causing anxiousness to somebody. The image Mr. Brady retweeted was of a swastika that had been digitally manipulated and was made out of four LGBT pride flags. So you're not allowed to, I don't know, desecrate the LGBT flag now. You're allowed to desecrate the British flag. I mean, you see people burning the British flag and doing all sorts of things like that. But you're not allowed to do anything to an LGBT pride flag. In the video, shot on a mobile phone, Mr. Brady can be heard asking the three police officers, "Why am I in cuffs?" And one officer responds, "It didn't have to come to this at all." He hadn't broken the law. Why are they arresting him? Why are they putting him in cuffs? Surely he was within his rights to say, "Well, officer, I don't want you to come into the house, and officer, I don't wish to talk to you unless I have committed a crime." And they're not saying he's committed a crime here. They're saying that he caused somebody to be anxious. Mr. Brady replied, "Tell us why you escalated it to this level, because I do not understand." The officer adds, "Someone has been caused anxiety based on your social media post. That is why you have been arrested." So there we have it in black and white. That's why he was arrested, for causing somebody hurt feelings. Somebody got anxious because they saw that somebody was against the homosexual agenda. How pathetic. I mean, it really is pathetic, isn't it? These people that look at social media and they don't like what they see. And instead of just following somebody else or going to look somewhere else on the internet, they think that they should have the right to get that post removed, prevent anybody else with a different opinion to theirs from reading it or discussing it. I mean, it really is the very definition, or the old definition, of what a bigot is. A bigot is somebody that refuses to listen to anybody else's point of view. And we get told now that a bigot means somebody who is a racist or somebody who doesn't like ethnic minorities. That's not what the old definition of bigot was. The old definition of bigot was somebody that would not listen to somebody else's opinion. And these people that phone up the police and say, "Oh, I'm anxious about this post, it should be banned," that's what they are. They're bigots. Harry Miller, a former police officer, was also arrested after claiming he had tried to prevent the former serviceman from being detained. He told the Mail Online, "We welcome the intervention of the PCC, but the police should never have been acting as judge and jury in the first place. The public do not need re-educating by woke coppers who think it is their job to be moral and political guardians." These laws, these hate crime laws, they effectively say that the witness is also the judge and the jury, because it's the witness that says whether they felt anxious or not, or whether they thought that an ethnic minority might feel anxious. And instead of questioning that, the police just go and act on it as if it's already been decided that it was said with hostile intent. Commenting on the video circulating on Twitter, Mr. Miller wrote, "I'd been locked up by this time and missed this exchange. I'm speechless." I mean, it is quite shocking, isn't it? Being told that you're being arrested because you caused somebody some anxiety by something you said on the internet. Mr. Miller, who in December won a Court of Appeal challenge over police guidance on hate incidents, said police visited the man 10 days earlier and had informed him that he could take the option of attending an £80 education course to avoid being arrested and possibly charged with a criminal offence. I wonder how many people there would have been on that education course, all paying £80 to be taught how to hate white people. The veteran said he needed time to mull it over before the officers agreed to return at a future date. Writing on Twitter on Sunday, Mr. Brady told his followers, "It's nice to be able to enjoy a Sunday morning in peace without being harassed by Hampshire police trying to extort money from me or have me re-educated for sharing a meme on the internet." I mean, it is something that you would expect to see happening in North Korea or the USSR, re-education for people that have criticized communism. And yet what we have here is just somebody criticizing the incessant promotion of homosexuality that we see everywhere and this drive to arrest people that disagree with it. Mr. Brady shared the meme, which was originally posted by Lawrence Fox, a 44-year-old actor turned campaigner, on social media. And he's also the leader of the Reform Party. He's against political correctness. And he was the one that created this meme, but he wasn't arrested. I guess he wasn't arrested because nobody looked at it when he posted it and said it made them feel anxious. It was this Mr. Brady that posted it and caused the anxiety. Mr. Fox said the image reflected his belief that LGBT Pride Month is enforced with a sense of hectoring authoritarianism. And this just proves it, doesn't it? Police returned to Mr. Brady's property on Thursday, but he had contacted Mr. Miller and Mr. Fox during the intervening period. The pair run the Bad Law Project together, which claims to challenge and depoliticize policing. Well, that sounds like a good organization and a good man to be running it as well, because he is an ex-policeman, so he's going to know the way that the police work, and he can see that these hate crime laws are having a chilling effect on free speech and are preventing people from being able to speak their mind. In a free country and in a democracy, you should be able to speak your mind about anything. You should be able to have an opinion on anything. And the sort of people that complain about the homosexual agenda or are complaining about multiculturalism, they're doing that complaining because they love their country. They're concerned about society. If they didn't have any concern about the community, about people, then they wouldn't be taking these risks by criticizing what they see as negative social programs, would they? And this is what's so ridiculous about this. If you were in China and you were to be criticizing the effects of a policy and suggesting ways that things could be done better, I'm sure the Chinese would be thanking that citizen and saying, well, what a good citizen you are, looking at what's going on in the country and trying to find ways that things could be done better and pointing out the negative effects of some of these social policies. But we don't do that in Britain. We don't say, oh, what a good citizen these nationalists are. We say, oh, they're haters. We must silence them. We must censor them and deplatform them and use the police to change their opinions. They agreed to attend the man's home and were present when officers returned. So this is how we know about this, because Lawrence Fox was there and he was videoing this. Mr. Miller claims the former serviceman refused the offer of the educational course, which led to his arrest. So he was effectively being blackmailed into paying £80 going on this Check Your Thinking course. And because he refused to go on it, they arrested him, even though they had no evidence that he had acted with any hostility. A statement from Hampshire Constabulary said, when officers arrived, they were prevented from entering the address to discuss a potential resolution to the matter. As a result, officers felt it was necessary to arrest a man at the scene so they could interview him in relation to the alleged offence. But it wasn't an offence, was it? It wasn't. There was no evidence to show that there was any hostility behind him making this post. I don't know what their potential resolution was. I guess the potential resolution was just them blackmailing him into going along with this course. Mr. Miller subsequently placed himself between the officers and the veteran, telling the police, "You arrest him, you've got to come through me first." So he was effectively preventing the police from breaking the law. That was his logic. He wasn't interfering with the police arresting someone. He was trying to prevent the police from breaking the law, because he knew full well that the police now had to show that there was hostility there. He was also arrested on suspicion of obstructing police and has been released under investigation. And he described the incident as one of the proudest moments of my life. In a separate video, Mr. Miller is led to a marked police van in handcuffs, and before he is taken inside, a cop asks, "Have you got anything on you that could harm me or you?" And Mr. Miller instantly replies, "Just my razor-sharp wit and my knowledge of the law." So he sounds quite quick-witted, doesn't he? Like a good person to be running an organisation which is trying to depoliticise the police. The footage captured by Mr. Fox also shows the actor and veteran accusing the police of acting like the Gestapo, and I would say probably more like the Stasi. Mr. Miller won a Court of Appeal challenge over police guidance on hate incidents in December after claiming it unlawfully interferes with the right to freedom of expression. And that has now made its way into the College of Policing's guidelines. As I was saying, they have issued new guidelines that hostility has to be proved before hate incident can be taken down. The former officer, who describes himself as gender critical, was approached by colleagues at Humberside Police over alleged transphobic tweets in January 2020. I think he said something like, "Oh, I'm identifying as a dog today, so you'll have to call me Rover," or something similar. And he may have also pointed out that there are only two genders and you cannot actually change biological sex. The force recorded the complaint as a non-crime hate incident, defined by the College of Policing's guidance as any non-crime incident which is perceived by the victim or any other person to be motivated by a hostility or prejudice. So it's literally anything that somebody could do, which isn't a crime, anything they say or any action that they make that somebody else thinks could be motivated by hostility, could be motivated by not feeling friendly towards whoever it is that they're talking about. I mean, it's just insane the way that these laws have gone. Mr. Miller from Lincolnshire challenged both Humberside Police's actions and the College of Policing's guidance at the High Court, and a judge ruled that the force's actions were a disproportionate interference with Mr. Miller's right to freedom of expression. Highly disproportionate to have the police come around simply for something that somebody said within their own home on the internet. Mr. Fox returned to Twitter on Thursday unrepentant after being suspended for posting the meme. So he wasn't arrested, but he was suspended from Twitter. The tweet resulted in a sharp backlash, with Twitter temporarily freezing his account for violating their hateful imagery policy. And a London Assembly member called on the Met Police to investigate Mr. Fox. So they're trying to get the Met Police involved, simply because people are pointing out that the homosexual agenda is operating in an authoritarian way, meaning the police are getting involved and arresting people for disagreeing with it. Restorative Solutions is the name of the firm behind the courses, which continues to operate in North Yorkshire and West Yorkshire. And I bet they are involved with left-wing charities that they get in there to give this talk to people that have been blackmailed into going along with it. A spokesman for Hampshire Constabulary added, "We can confirm that officers explained that the hate crime awareness course would be offered as an alternative to prosecution in the event that the alleged offence was admitted." So if he had said, "Okay, yeah, I admit it, I carried out hate crime," then he could have gone on this hate crime awareness course. But he didn't admit that, and no hostility was shown. He should not have been arrested. He had not committed any crime. And Harry Miller should end up being let off. I think they've released him under investigation, but they should drop the charges because he was trying to prevent the police from breaking the law in themselves. And finally, the Mail Online has contacted Restorative Solutions for comment, and clearly they haven't had one back. So it's very good that this hate crime course has been removed from Hampshire Police. It's very good that Hampshire Police Crime Commissioner Donna Jones has drawn attention to this, and it's good that the Police College of Guidance have issued guidelines saying that hostility now has to be produced. It's good that the Chief of the Greater Manchester Police has spoken out about this as well. It does seem as if people are finally paying attention to this. People in the police are finally paying attention to this. The Attorney General is paying attention to this, and if things continue in this direction, then we might see more changes in the police guidance, and perhaps we could even end up seeing the online harms bill scrapped, because that's been paused in Parliament as well. Well, thank you very much for listening. I will be back tomorrow with Dr. Matthew Raphael Johnson. God bless and hail victory.
You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.